We're back.
We're back.
In black.
Back in black, baby. Welcome, Morticia.
Welcome, Gomez.
Cajita, bubula. Don't they use words like that?
I don't know.
Scaramouche.
It's Halloween, bitches and witches.
Bitches and witches, welcome.
I just can't get over you with that wig. Our dog was frightened of us, and my mom's dog, Charlotte, would not stop barking. She was like, who are these strangers in the house that came out from the back?
In their defense, when I put the wig on, I would start barking at myself.
It's fun to get dressed up. I love Halloween.
A little cosplay goes a long way.
I know. I bought this costume from a cosplay website. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for getting me dressed up, Katie.
Of course.
I feel so fancy.
I just ordered
a suit.
I didn't even ask Sean if he cared about being Gomez because I told him we have to figure it out. And he was like, yeah, tomorrow. And then I was like, we have to order. It's not going to arrive on time.
Well, you look beautiful.
You look very handsome.
Thank you.
Let's scare all the local children.
Right.
Are you ready?
Who are the creeps across the street?
I'm real school walking out right now just to walk the dog for shits and giggles.
That's it.
Hey, everybody, we've missed you. And I know we took 2 weeks off when we intended to take one. It happens.
They got busy.
I had to go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Wonderful place.
Everybody was so nice. We loved Pennsylvania.
We did
and
not
Pennsylvanians.
Have... Yes. Yes. And Transylvanians. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Also.
Halloween related. No, but everyone said try Hershey's chocolate because it's there. And we didn't.
We didn't do any of the things. Nope. It was a short trip. We flew in like... landed at 10:30 the night before I had the talk. I had to give a speech or talk or a keynote or whatever you want to call it, a presentation, if you will, the following day and a workshop. And then the next, like early afternoon, we left.
You crushed it.
Thanks, honey.
It was a whirlwind trip back.
It was.
You know, hotel to the...
We walked from the airport to our hotel. To our hotel. My hair is tickling me.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. We had a great time. Thank you, everybody in Harrisburg. You guys are great at the Penn State Harrisburg.
It's great.
Beautiful.
Great. So nice to be on a campus, especially on the East Coast.
And the leaves were changing.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Makes me wish I didn't quit school at the age of 11.
Didn't forgot your grade 10.
Right.
Same. I was like, man, we could just hole up in a university, honey.
Take shelter from the...
From the storm. Just from, you know... outward other things outside of a university.
Right.
I'll teach a psychology course. You teach, you know, digital film.
Oh.
And we're never heard from again. Yeah. Other than people who take our classes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
It was wonderful.
We had a good time. But boy, we've been all over the place and I just feel like very hectic.
Yeah.
But came back to the house and, you know, working on the project and that's going along. And so maybe another month. And then once that's done, freedom. 45.
You guys, it's been a learning curve, obviously. Oh,
there's so much to know about construction.
And so much I wish I didn't know.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm taking it as an experience and I'll know better. I'll know more about it next time, really.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can't get mad at things. You just have to learn from them.
It's true. Did you put mascara on?
I did.
I was like, wow, your eyelashes look amazing.
Do they?
Yeah.
I figured.
You're such a pretty Gomez.
Yeah.
Well, it's dark. I had to draw in my eyebrows. Look how dark they are. I already have to dye them to not be blonde calico.
Okay.
And so I had to take it to another level to meet this.
Yeah. Well, I was feeling like I looked a little, like my eyes were getting lost with the hair.
Yeah.
So I needed
hairs.
Maybe I should put more on. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe I should do it all the time.
Maybe you could.
What if I dressed like this? Once a week.
What if this is our new look?
From goth to
boss.
I need a new look.
Me too. I've been looking for a new thing. I actually, back in the day when my friend Ashley and I dressed up as Betty and Wilma from the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I was Betty because she has red hair and she was Wilma. So I got this black wig and I used to put it on just for fun every so often as a short straight wig. And I was like, man, maybe I'd dye my hair black. Go goth.
Just because you have black hair doesn't mean you're goth.
No, but it was just fun. I was like,
I do like these bangs that kind of like hang down. I feel like an artist or something.
Ooh,
like
so it's just so moody.
Yeah, you know, like all those kids were wearing the Justin Bieber hairdo back in the day. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've got that going on now. Yeah. You know,
just flop it in your face. We also went to Charleston.
Oh, yes. Charleston was amazing.
It was amazing. The history, the homes, the food.
We learned a lot about it, which
we did.
Part of the reason why we went to find
Sean
out.
Sean loves that stuff too, and I find it interesting also. What's the deal?
Yeah.
And all sorts of interesting things. We went to Fort Sumter to learn about its importance in the Civil War and to hear more about the Civil War and what it meant for the South. And it was very interesting and informative. And they did a great job of explaining the impact and why the Union was so important, because we'd broken off from London, England. I'm just kidding. But we'd broken off from Europe to come over here and start our own thing. And the what they wanted to hold on to more than anything was the union of the states, because without it, then we would fall.
Yeah.
Divided, we crumble. Together, we stand. Anyway.
You should have been giving the speech instead of the park ranger.
I love these. I could hide treats in there.
Yeah. It's a very nice dress you're wearing. But I like the way the park rangers do it. You get there and they, you know, you could get a person who maybe doesn't deliver the speech as well. So you take a ferry. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess a ferry.
Yeah, right? It's a ferry.
Through the harbor, out to the fort. The mm-hmm. fort is protecting the mouth of the harbor into mm-hmm. Charleston. And you get off into what amounts to be a pile of rubble. Mm-hmm. And it's basically because they blew the shit out of it.
Yep.
For, what was it, 24 months or 21 months?
I thought it was 18, but you might be right.
Somewhere around there where there was, you know, basically the Southern forces, mm-hmm. When they seceded, because mm-hmm. they were the first ones to secede.
South Carolina.
Yeah. And so then they were protecting the harbor. And so the Union
came after them.
I think the Union. Yeah. And they were trying.
And then the Union took over it for a while. And then they got it back and they re-raised their flag or something.
And it's weird because there's photos from that era. They're not very good photos, mind you. You know, but
it's amazing to have that. And then to understand why it looks the way it looks now, because they tried to like rebuild it using what they had.
Right.
And so it's like rubble with muck. And yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no cameras from when the U.S. Was formed. Right. When George Washington fought the British, it's just paintings. Mm-hmm. But then you fast forward 100 years from there and there's photos.
Yeah, it's really cool.
100 years.
It's 18.
1776 is when the United States is formed. Mm-hmm. And then 1860 is when Fort Sumter, is that 1862,
three? I forget. I'd have to pull it up. But I don't know. Anyway, we had a really good time. It was really fun and interesting.
I loved it. Every minute of it.
Yeah. You know? Sorry, I shouldn't have had dairy before we started.
I'm so mature now. I was very proud of myself because, and I didn't want to be disrespectful, but you know, they've got the big cannons at the fort.
Yeah.
And I was like, Katie, take a picture. I was thinking that in my head, you know, but I didn't.
I didn't. Out
because,
of respect.
You know, well, yeah, I didn't want to be that
respect.
Guy.
Out of respect.
If someone else did it first, I would have been like, game
me
on.
Next, yeah.
Yeah. If the park ranger was doing it, I'd be like, all right, he said it's cool.
I just love that they were like, the one guy was a volunteer.
Oh, coming across
like,
on the boat?
Yeah, I was like, what a great way to like, I don't know, keep busy if you want and you're interested in the history and stuff. Mm. But yeah, we ate at some yummy restaurants. We went to a place called Renzo and got pizza. We went to Maison and had that delicious duck rillette or what was it?
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was delicious. I got too full and couldn't finish my scallops, but.
Oh no, it was rabbit.
Oh, it was rabbit. You're right.
I had to catch it, you know.
It was delicious. We ate at, what was the other one? Melfi's.
Melfi's, yeah. And then there was the French joint.
Oh, Chez Nous,
I think, was my favorite.
It was.
If you're in Charleston, or if you're working at Chez Nous, or if Chez Nous is your property, I don't know.
We loved it. 10
fantastic,
out of 10.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And great wines that he hooked me up with, and he told you about that pineapple beer or something. Yeah.
The only part I didn't like was when we were trying to run away, when we were supposed to pay our bill, and they caught us and made us wash dishes. I didn't think that was very nice.
But I also, insider scoop. We had early reservations because I made them last minute. And what was it, like 5:45 or 6 or something?
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect because I'm always hungry by then anyways. We usually would go to like a rooftop and have a drink and an appetizer to get us through till dinner. But this was like perfect because I was hungry already and there was nobody in the restaurant. There were like four other tables. And by the time we left, it was like jamming. Mm. And I was like, this was perfect because I don't really like to be in a packed restaurant. I think that was part of why LA just never really did it for me. You're always like shoulder to shoulder. Like I can pretty much be involved in the next table's conversation.
Right.
And this was nice. We had space and time.
Mm-hmm. And you could just go about things slowly, mm-hmm. you know, like molasses.
But that was the night for my birth. That was our last night there. Mm-hmm. We had a lovely time.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I would definitely go back.
Oh, jinx. Oh. Not jinx, but, you know, I'd go back because there seemed like there was more to explore.
Yeah. We should have done, the islands, because there's like Sullivan's Island and
Gilligan's Island.
All the islands. And I would have loved to do like more on the water. And then there's more historical tours and a haunted tour.
Oh, I forgot. We didn't do the haunted tour.
No, we didn't. And we should have, but we didn't. Mm. Hey, we needed a vacation to kind of not... I didn't book us too many things because I didn't want us to be busy. And then we kind of wish we'd booked a little more.
Oh my God, you booked us the freakiest hotel. Not freaky in a bad way, but like it was... I've never stayed in a hotel that nice.
It was amazing. Although it was noisy. That was our only complaint. I just slept with earplugs in and all was fine.
It was kind of like being on the ground floor in New York City.
It was.
But if you could get past the noise, mm-hmm. The rubbish bins being banged about at, 6 o'clock in the morning.
We're like, oh.
Yeah. But wow, it was huge.
We had an apartment, you guys.
Yeah. It wasn't a hotel room. It was, and like you said, the photos didn't do it justice. It looked like it was 250 square feet in the photos. Mm-hmm. You get there, it's like 1,000 square feet. It was bigger than our place in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Nicer and
newer. I mean, it wasn't bigger. I think it was like 700 and something. But we had a full kitchen. I made eggs in the morning sometimes.
10-foot ceilings. That's why it felt bigger than
Santa Monica. Yeah, we were on the top floor. We had a living room with a TV and then a bedroom and a bathroom. It was amazing.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. So thank you. Me too. Thanks for getting me out of this area for a hot minute. But then we're back to work, right?
And thank you to the Pinch Hotel.
Yeah. Oh, the Pinch.
Because they were just so nice.
Wonderful staff, too.
Yeah. We got to chitty chat with them the last day because we were kind of just hanging out. We didn't want to do too much because we had to get to the airport. But, it's like enough to go get breakfast and then wander. And then we're like, okay, we have an hour to kill. So we just hung out and chitty chatted.
Loved it.
It was amazing. What were you saying? So,
Charleston, 8.5 out of 10.
Yep.
But the 1.5 uh-huh. is probably on us because we didn't, we didn't get it on the water as much. So I think.
No. And I wish we should have, but we didn't know. You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know.
So now we know. If we go back, we'll do more.
We should wear these costumes, though.
Definitely. 10 out of 10. Should we get into some letters? I feel like we haven't talked with people in a while, and I just want to hear from people. Or do you have notes?
Oh, I've got notes, and then we can get to letters.
Okay. Go through your notes.
Let's see here. I'm going to look. All right. There's so many, though, because.
It's been a while.
Let's see here. Oh, did you know that engineers have created a safe micronuclear reactor that fits in the back of a truck?
No, that's also you drew in your eyebrows.
Yes. I fully participated.
I'm impressed. I just didn't know. And usually you ask me to help you with stuff like that. So I'm impressed that you took it upon,
I'm just surprised you've caught me. This is the first time. I mean, usually when I go out at night, I get gussied up for you, but you just don't pay attention to me these days. And anyway, so they built a, you get married for a while, 10 years
now. It's almost been 10 years. Yeah.
You don't notice when your man's wearing makeup and stuff, it's.
Hey, there's a lot.
My mustache is coming off.
There's a lot to notice about this situation. Just drastic, one thing at a time.
Let me know if I need to spirit glue my mustache back on.
Okay, yeah. Did you spirit glue it?
No,
spirit I just used in the sky. It's fine. You look fine.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to get one of these nuclear reactors until they've tested them a little bit more.
Let's not get one at all.
But gosh, it sounds like we're getting close to Back to the Future, doesn't it?
It does.
Aliens. I mean, come on. Now they're talking about civil aviation reports and everything.
I know.
All sorts of crazy things. The future is here.
The future is now. Yeah. You heard it here. I was listening to my favorite country radio station in the morning in Austin. I think it's 98.1 or is it 100.7? There's two of them I like. Anyway, the guys in the morning were talking about how they've been coming out more and more about having aliens seen. Uh-huh. Well, alien spacecraft, essentially, is what they're calling it.
Or, unknown aerial phenomena, UAP.
Yes. And how more and more people, more and more pilots.
Because it doesn't have to be an alien from outer space. It's just something they're
we don't recording. Know what it is.
Yeah.
And more people are coming out saying, oh, I've seen these things, more pilots. And they're doing it like anonymously because they still get teased if they say they've seen it. Like, oh, look at that. He thinks he can see aliens. But the guy was saying that he doesn't think it's aliens from the sky. He thinks it's from under the water.
Oh, good
guess. Because at a certain point, you don't know what the hell is going on down there. We don't have the capacity the ability to explore past certain depths.
Yeah. And also, it's just so big.
It's huge.
Like, for instance, the Malaysian Air
767,
740, I don't know, a big airplane, a big Boeing that went down in the ocean. they couldn't find it. And not because, you know, not for lack of trying,
yeah,
but the Indian Ocean is massive. And I don't think people realize, like, there's more water on Earth than there is Earth on the Earth. So the water.
Land on the Earth.
That's true.
More water on the Earth. Isn't it 70-something, 77% water or something? It's the Earth.
I don't know. Maybe 60-40 split? I don't know.
Well, whatever. You guys let us know.
70-30, yeah.
I think it's 70-something. But anyway, yeah. So I agree with him. That's possible.
They could be hiding in the water.
They could be hiding deep in the depths of the ocean.
They could be hiding right in front of us. We just don't have the right senses to pick them up.
Right?
Right? Like, what, like, if they're invisible cloaks or something?
You know, sometimes you get a chill. You're like, ooh. People right. are like, that's a ghost. And you're like, what if it's an alien?
Or, you know, what if it's humans from the future coming back to the past to warn us about nuclear
weapons? I wonder what they
think
about us now. They're like, or aliens are like, why are those people dressed up? It's clearly costumes. What is this about?
They're going to take us with them. They're going to say, those are some civilized looking humans. They look serious. Mm-hmm. And they're going to take us
serious
with
heads of hair.
Yeah.
I've got doble hair.
When the rapture happens, they're not taking the bald people, you know? So I'm in trouble. That's one of the, I think that's in the Bible.
I think it is in Philippians.
Philippians. Philippians?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes. So anyways,
back to your notes.
Aliens, we don't know. And it's just interesting that there's a lot of talk about them now.
Yeah. And that it's like not normalized, but they're like, they're out there.
Well, apparently the jets that are flying around now, the generation of jets, I don't know if it's sixth generation or fifth generation, but I think the sensors that they put on them now are really sensitive. And so there's discussion of whether the sensors aren't calibrated properly, or
the sensors are too sensitive,
or they're very good and they're picking up anomalies in the atmosphere and they're like, we don't know what it is. So I like to believe that we're not alone.
We can't be the only ones. I feel like that's
so big out there.
Yeah, there's such a vast universe and nether ocean regions.
Not to mention, if you believe in the multiverse theory, which I personally subscribe to.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think it's a...
I like Rick and Morty, so I subscribe to it. There's another Katie out there running amok, doing a whole different type of thing.
And it doesn't even have to be us in the other multiverse. It just could be a different dimension. I don't know.
Another dimension. Like Stranger Things? Like the Upside Down?
Oh, 100%.
That's a creepy place.
There could be two universes that are sitting, touching each other, and a fabric between them, like two bubbles on top of each other. Could be a bunch of bubbles in a sink. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't want to pretend like
Maybe
I know
Ben
everything.
Maybe Ben knows. Do you know Ben? I feel like Ben would know this.
What if Ben... Is from another dimension.
Ben, let it be known.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. I suspect Ben in a Tesla with a wrench flying to Mars.
Ooh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like Clue, but different. Elon Musk's version.
But
you know
different.
How they license Monopoly
to
everything?
Yeah, they do. And they'll have like monopolies of different characters from different films and stuff.
Right. I wonder.
Usually cartoons, but yeah.
Do you think there's a Monopoly version that Elon Musk has and he's the banker?
Of course.
Just owns everything?
Of course. He's like, you can't take out any money, only put it in.
Yeah, you're like... Oh, I guess I'll take the race car. Sorry, the race car's taken. The horse? No.
Nope, it's taken.
It's taken.
I'd like to buy Broadway. It's already been bought. I'll sell it to you for triple the amount.
I guess I'll be the thimble and I'll live on Baltic Avenue. Is Baltic the bad
one?
It's
the bad one. Well, it's the cheap one. It's not the bad one.
Is that
cheap.
Named after Baltimore?
No, I think it's just different street names. Mm. You probably look up the history of it, because usually the people who create the games, it's like from things that they know in their area and stuff like that.
Right. So I wonder if Lord Baltimore, not Voldemort, but Lord Baltimore, which I think is what...
Dare say his name. Just kidding. He who shall not be named.
But I think that guy, he got a raw deal because, you know, he was probably some very important person back in the day after the revolution or something. Mm-hmm. And they named a city after him. That's a pretty good start. You know, he was probably...
Well, and it's one of the first cities because it's on the eastern.
But then, you know, your city kind of goes down the tank a little bit.
Well, yeah, like Detroit.
And then they name...
Although it's coming back, and maybe Baltimore will come back too.
I would like to go to Baltimore.
Have I been there? No.
Just The Wire.
Yeah.
That's all I know about
it. I just watched The Wire.
Yeah. I feel like my mustache is floating around all funny on my lip.
I mean, it's a little droopy on one side, but you should have used the glue I got you.
No one can. Yeah. So there's that. Anyways, I don't know about aliens, but I just like to think that there's a lot more going on. Should I? No, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is lovely.
Okay.
If you think I'm sexy and you want more to come on, baby, let me know. Let's see. I have another note here, another news article. Mm-hmm. It says, scientists may have figured out what makes Uranus so weird. And they're
someone really had fun with that title.
Well, exactly. I don't even need to read the article. I know they're just fishing for my clicks. And I'm not going to give it to them because I already know what makes my Uranus so weird. let's see what else. Oh, China shows off a drone that drops robo dogs with huge guns attached to them. That's a
wow.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Wow.
Let's see what else was in this. Oh, this one's good for you. Texas mom goes viral for warning parents against Hocus Pocus 2. It will unleash hell on your kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so some fundamentalist is really upset.
Lost their minds.
Hocus Pocus 2, which I didn't know you thought was a good film.
Well, I haven't seen two. I've seen one. And you were like, I don't want that Disney bullshit. And I was like, no, it's like a legit film.
Yeah, but it's like a pagan film. You know, I don't get down like that.
Oh my God.
Sean, Scaramouche.
Sean, who doesn't never. Well, I guess you were an altar boy for a short period of time just to get out of school. But you don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, I don't believe in it. But, you know, maybe yeah. Witches and aliens. Why not?
But that? Hocus Pocus is a good film. We should watch it. All watch it on Halloween.
Check this out. The article says, meet President Ba, the self-proclaimed dictator of a micronation in Nevada. And you've probably never heard of him before. That's right.
In Nevada?
Yeah, so there's some weird dude running around. Look at him. He looks like Muammar Gaddafi.
What? Yeah. This is in the United States of America?
In 1977, a 15-year-old Kevin Ba watched The Mouse That Roared, a satirical 1959 movie about a tiny fictional nation waging war in the United States. He is now the benevolent dictator of the Republic of Molossia, a one-acre micronation in Nevada.
Oh, it's his house.
Yeah.
It's 1 acre.
So I think he's just defending his border with, you know.
I think that guy has a lot of time on his hands. Maybe he should get a hobby.
I think this is his hobby, Katie. Dressing like
Muammar
Gaddafi.
That's what scares me.
People of my nation.
It's like his dog. Like,
yeah. there was so much going on. I have so many notes, but I won't keep us. I found a cheap old house on Instagram.
Ooh, I love cheap old houses.
A giant old church for just $25,000.
Oh, it's going to cost you $140,000 just to make it not a money pit.
Place.
Oh, it's huge.
Isn't that beautiful?
Remember how pretty the church was that Adam and Lauren just got married in? This is a pretty old church. It's nice and, oh, look at the stained glass.
That's what I'm talking about. We could live there. We could dress like this.
Oh, I'll dress like this all the time. Maybe I'll just dye my hair black and grow it out because wigs don't do, I don't like the wig. Although this wig is much, much better than the wig I had last year as Wayne and Garth. Hmm. Remember? Wayne's wig was super itchy. This one, beautiful.
Hmm. Interesting.
I might keep this wig.
Well,
wear it randomly when I go to the grocery store, scare people.
Nice.
Walk into HEB. I'm like, hey, witches. Okay. Ready for the notes or the letters? I mean?
Oh, one last thing. Mm-hmm. Or there's two things, actually, and then okay. We'll get into letters.
Okay.
Look at this one. Tired of folding laundry? They've invented a robot that folds your laundry. And I said, that is the first robot I'm going to get.
Well, how much does it cost?
I don't know, like $1,000.
That's a lot of money for a stupid folding robot.
Can you put a price on folded laundry? Methinks not.
I think you can. It's called, it takes me no time and it would take you no time.
I'm so bad at it though. It takes me forever.
You're not bad at the folding. You're bad at completing tasks. I think you have adult ADHD.
Well, hey, what's that over there? Did you see? Okay. So then last but not least, can we get the robot? No.
If you save up enough monies, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, sure. I don't really need it folding my laundry. That just seems kind of silly.
We'd call it Foldy or something. Hey, Foldy. And throw the laundry at it, you know?
I want to know how, does it like reach for the laundry and then does it like feel it around? Like, how does it even know what it's doing?
Probably, you know, visual sensors. It probably can see with its robot eyes.
Mm-hmm.
For your eyes only. Shut up, robot, and fold my laundry.
You know? Jesus Christ. You have to be nice to the robots. Boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop. For your laundry only.
Is he going to have our sing?
Yeah, her. Jeez, that's sexist.
I said ours.
Oh, ours? Oh, I thought you said have her sing. I was like, Katie.
Rude.
Yeah, I know.
It's a robot.
Yeah, but, you know. Yeah, you're right. It's a robot.
I don't need to gender my robot.
I know. That's when it gets. But we gender everything. We gender our cars.
We do.
Know? I always like a lady car.
A lady car, same.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a dump truck.
Then it's Bruce. Brucio. Brucio McCullough. Okay, one last thing.
Rylan's dad is like, why would you bring me into this? Why am I a dump truck? So rude. Okay.
I have something to point out that mm-hmm. I thought was really interesting. We met a ton of very nice people, Pennsylvania bound.
Loved it.
However, our good friend Megan Tonges. Mm-hmm. I really
Hi,
like watching
Megan.
Her.
Megan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watching her on Instagram when she does her bags. She does the oopsie bags or whatever.
Oopsa bagsy, I think it's called, or oopsa baggy.
Yeah, I wanted the one that was the Golden Girls.
That was cute. Sold out right away.
But I wanted her to turn into a sport coat for me. Mainly just B. Arthur. The other ones, I don't really. Oh. Or Sophia and B. Mm-hmm. Those are my faves. Mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. Megan said, hey guys, this is years ago. Have you ever been to Potbelly's sandwiches?
She loves Potbelly's.
I said, no, I didn't even know what it was.
Nope. And she was like, I don't think there wasn't one in LA, but when we would go to any event, she would find out if there was one within like a 20-mile radius and she would go to it. Remember?
Yeah.
I think Orlando had one for Playlist and maybe, I don't know if there was one down in Orange County, but anyway.
I hope there is for the people of Orange County's
sake. She talked about it so much that it was like ingrained in my head that Potbelly's was delicious. And then Sean and I have a layover in the Charlotte Airport of North Carolina. And lo and behold.
We made a decision. It was getting towards closing time though. And people were scrambling. You could see, it looked like musical chairs. You know, when you go, you're wandering around and the music stops and everyone scrambles to get a chair and there's one kid without a chair.
Well, you weren't deciding. I was like, I'm hungry. Let's go here.
And then we circled the food court and then we made a decision. Let's go back to Potbelly's.
Yep.
We get back to Potbelly's. The music stopped and we're in line. But when the music stops, all of a sudden you start hearing one of the employees saying, sorry, sir, we're closed to people.
Like two or three people behind us.
And I'm like, sweet, we're under the wire.
Boom.
And so Katie and I are making our decision. During the time it took us to order our food, which was about 5 minutes, they were working very hard. There was like six employees that looked like they'd been served a zillion sandwiches that day.
Yeah, they're so nice. They were just doing their best.
They were super fun.
People were so rude.
What do you mean I can't get a sandwich? What do you mean you're closed? Come on.
I know. One guy even said, are you, because somebody was in line, because they don't have a door. They can't like shut it. It's like a food court. You know, you're like walking. They just have like a pull down when they're legitimately closed. And if they didn't say we're going to close, the people would just keep coming in the line and they'd never get to close. And so there was a staff member in line to tell people you can't get in line. We're closing. And this one guy said, well, do you close there, to pointing to like us or other people in line, or like here where he was? And the dude,
it's just like, we can't serve you. I got to close up.
We're shutting in. We're supposed to be out of here in like 5 minutes.
So then he gets in line anyways and ignores the guy. And the guy is just kind of rolls his eyes. I'm like,
he's also like 16 years old.
The kid, not the adult.
No, the guy was an adult. He was like our age.
And then the lady who's behind the cash, so eight people in front of us, goes, sir, we're closed. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm good.
Yeah. She's like, No. And then he tried to come up to the front and order from her at the cash.
I just want soup, he said. Mm-hmm. And she goes, sir, there's other people in front of you. Mm-hmm. You can't just come up here and order. We're actually closed. I've got to get my people off the clock.
Yeah, we're supposed to close. Like, they have to clean up and get out of there.
She's going to catch a ration of shit from her boss if
they're overtime or whatever. Yeah.
He goes, what, you're just going to throw the soup out, lady?
Yeah, he was such a dickwad.
She blinked and smiled and she's like, have a good evening, sir. Whatever, I can't believe this. And the guy's girlfriend was embarrassed. She's like,
I'd be embarrassed too. Like, let's just go somewhere else. Get some string cheese like the rest of us.
I know. Man up. Just leave, you know.
Get a pre-made sandwich from some other thing.
Appreciate that these people are working hard.
I know.
And maybe you should have decided quicker than, you know. Mm-hmm. So I sold him a sandwich for $75.
It's like, no.
And I split it with the lady at the cash. I was like, this one's on me, lady, you know.
No, you just joked with her. You're like, sometimes you need a squirt gun for people like that. And that really cracked her up.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that was our experience.
The Potbelly's was delicious.
Man, great employees.
Tom just knows what's up. Mm. The spicy peppers are where it's at. Although
I was a little afraid that,
they're a little extra spicy. You need like half the amount.
Yeah. And I had them put the peppers on because I don't know if it was me being macho. I was like, yeah, put the peppers on. And then I realized I was traveling, but get on a plane, but I'd already eaten a foot long sandwich full of hot peppers. And I was like, this could have been a bad idea.
It could have been, but it wasn't.
Well, I had the bubbling gut.
Oh, did you? You never told me.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, jinx it.
Oh, but you made it.
Well, no.
You made it. It was fine.
I had to throw my underwear out on the plane.
You didn't either. Sean was fine.
Uh-oh, my mustache is coming off. That's what happens when you lie. Your mustache falls off.
Right? We got to glue it on using the extra glue.
Mm-hmm. How's it looking?
It's looking fine.
Okay. I'll try not to lie as much.
Anyway, Potbelly's is delicious if you haven't had it. I had the pastrami. I highly recommend. It was delicious. I was glad we did that because we got into Harrisburg. Our flight was delayed. So we didn't even end up landing in Harrisburg until 10:30, and most of the restaurants closed at 9. So it was good that we had eaten, and then we had another half a sandwich to eat, and we were good to go until the morning.
This is true.
Ready for letters?
Sure. All right. Here you go.
Okie dokie. Okay. We're going to start it off with an audio from Tom.
Our good friend Tom.
Hey, Tom.
So he's pretty close to South Carolina.
He is. He's in Virginia, right?
Yeah. I don't know how close that is, but, you know, it's pretty close.
I mean, it's a few states up, but he's not far.
One grew tobacco and the other grew rice.
I didn't know in South Carolina they grew rice. Do you guys know that?
We learned that. Carolina gold.
The gold, because that's how they earned their money.
Yeah. Man, did they ever earn a lot of money? That city was rich.
Rich. I'm rich, bitch. Those houses were crazy. And the Pringles family, not relation, I don't think, to the potato chip people, maybe. The woman of the Pringles family is essentially the reason that it's so historical and everything's been preserved.
I think they are the Pringles chips family.
Maybe.
Because their house was like ruffled.
It was not.
Oh, no, that would be the Ruffled family. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Getting it twisted.
The Pringles look like they're riding a saddle.
Mm.
They're probably in Dallas or something.
Yes. Okay. This is entitled Doctors, Reviews, and Poop.
Oh, okay. All right.
You talk about bumbly stomach. Now we get into the poop.
Hey, Katie and Sean, it's about 10:30 on Sunday morning of the podcast about Sean's toe issues, and just figured I'd chime in. Katie said that she sees another recording of mine in her inbox, and tell you what, Katie, you better get used to it, because I'm going to send you something funny about every week.
I love it.
Anyway, Sean, buddy, guess we're all duct taped together in old age. I mean, I'm not much younger than you, but I got a shoulder that bothers me, among other things. And tell you, going under the knife is some serious shit, so probably want to think that one over if you decide to go that route, because never know. Could be better, it could be worse, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm one of those that just likes to tough it out, but that might be my downfall at times, so. Just thinking here about this doctor story. I mean, that's been recycled. I've told you all about that in a letter in the past. And I had gone to that clinic because I have a clotting problem. And that was one of the things that they advertised on being able to treat. And I left them a nasty review because Katie was right on. This was all preconceived notions about why I was there. And I mean, screw those damn people. The thing is,
which doctors?
When it comes to medical stuff or any other service, I think we owe it to our fellow citizens if we've had a good experience to leave a good review. And if we've had a really bad experience, we should leave a bad review.
I agree.
And both the Better Business Bureau and health grades for medical stuff. All those avenues should be looked into before you make a choice on a provider for a medical issue or any other service for that matter. And I guess I'm a little old school. My grandpa always talked about the BBB and I use that, but you know what? I use some of those others as well. So how about another poop story?
Ease right into it.
So anyway, the lady that cleans our office is about 70 years old. And she's one of those people that's quite eccentric. And she's always discovering these fake problems at our office. And she calls me up about them. And there was a young man that used to train at my gym. And he picked up on the fact that this woman was annoying as hell. Like, she called one night. She says, "Oh, honey, I hadn't done nothing wrong, but the door won't lock." Well, I go over there.
The door won't lock.
The goddamn mag lock with her feather duster and knocked it a little silly, and all I did was tap it, and the door locked, and he thought that was funny, and she tore up a vacuum one day, and she called me up complaining, "Honey, that vacuum ain't Well, there's another vacuum, so why don't you go get that other vacuum?
I love the voices.
I mean, if you tear up something,
sounds like a golden girl.
I can replace it or fix it right away. So this boy's out in the truck with me one day, and we go out to my dad's farm to check up on things. Well, he's out of town, and this kid really isn't all there. He says to me, Tom, I really have to go. Oh. I said, well, buddy, tell you what, take you by the office, and you can go in the men's room at the office. So we go by my office, and the old lady's cleaning, and he sees all her cleaning supplies outside the door, and here, I'm talking to one of the managers, and the kid comes out of the bathroom, and we get back in my truck and head over to the gym, which is in my garage. And
I'm scared already.
He says to me, well, Tom, that was a big one. I said, buddy, keep that to yourself. Oh, no, I know you don't like the cleaning lady, and I know she was about to clean, so I didn't flush it.
Oh,
I'm saying to myself, oh, my God. You know, you've arrived when somebody thinks highly enough of you to do something to get back at somebody that you don't like. And here this lady, she calls everybody honey. And I'm thinking she's going to call me up. Honey, one of your little honeys did a number two and didn't flush their number two. I'm mighty offended, little honey. I tell you, there's never a dull moment.
Never.
Doing the kind of work that I do, safety and operations management. That poor cleaning lady, though, going in that bathroom.
What a, it's a maniacal laugh
anyway,
at this point.
I hope you all enjoy. And speaking of lifting, I'm going to get out in the gym here in a little bit, get a workout in with a buddy of mine, and hope you all stay well, and hope you all have a good week, and hope you enjoyed my story.
Thanks, Tom. First of all, I love the voices. 10 out of 10. I enjoy that. Also, the fact that he did it on purpose because he knew he didn't like the cleaning lady because she was like always messing things up and having trouble. That's commitment right there.
Yeah.
It's also pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, so many people, I don't know what it is, but so many people in general do not flush the toilet in public restrooms.
I've noticed that.
I'll go through, and if one isn't flushed, I'll flush it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I'll just go in another one, I flush when I pee and whatever, but.
I don't look.
I just feel like no one's going to do it, and then no one will go in that toilet.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm like, I'll just kick it with my foot and flush it. Why not?
I do definitely kick all the handles with my foot. I don't touch anything.
Sean, tell them about how you get trapped in bathrooms.
Well, I will go into a public restroom, and this happens quite frequently. And there's been some times where I've been trapped for extended periods of time.
You can just ditch the mustachio, I can get the glue.
I think it's part of my persona.
Okay.
But yeah, I go in there, and you pee or whatever, or you do in the bathroom. And
whatever you do in the bathroom.
And then you wash your hands, because you should, you filthy animals. And when you go to leave, there's no paper towels. Mm. See? And then, you know, how are you going to open the door handle? Because everyone else, you know, people don't wash their hands. So I don't want to touch the door handle. And sometimes I'll have to wait for someone to come in. Other times you can kind of get it with your elbow or something.
Well, a lot of them have the kick thing, so you can put your foot.
Some. Uh-huh. Some. You know, the bathrooms that I appreciate, or the restaurants that I really appreciate, is if there's a waste basket
right by
the
door.
Mm-hmm. This tells me you understand that some people use a paper towel to open the door handle.
Yep.
Because we're civilized, you know?
Yes.
Anyways.
So and civilized.
One time, I think this is what happened when I was younger. I was coming out of the bathroom at a mm-hmm. restaurant, and the handle was wet, and every time since then, I was like 11 or 12, that stands out in my mind. And I just never want to touch a wet door handle in a bathroom again.
I understand.
Yeah.
I respect that. Something interesting, random observation. So from a woman's restroom perspective, in Los Angeles, in Washington State, in California as a whole, even in Oregon, places that I've traveled to, New York City, Chicago, most places offer toilet seat covers. Mm. Now, yes, they might be out of them, but they're at least there's like a thing for them, and you knew they were supposed to be there. This happened to be out or whatever. And so I always got used to using them every single time. However, Texans in particular, other than the airports, do not subscribe to this.
They don't use ass gaskets?
No ass gaskets.
That's odd.
And I'm surprised I haven't told you this yet. Because even when we came to look at homes, I was like, so weird this restaurant didn't have that. And then I was like, so weird this restaurant doesn't.
Bums, touching bums. Warm sea
reaching
heaven.
Out, touching you.
Yeah, I don't like
your
that at all.
Touching the sea. I just put toilet paper down.
Sweet buttocks.
Bow, bow, bow. But why? Does anybody else find this? Is there your state or your country? Do not subscribe. Am I weird? Is this like an extra?
I don't think most places use them. I think.
Is it a weird United States thing? I feel like in Canada they have them.
I don't know.
Let's let your sister weigh in on that, maybe, or your dad. I forget if in Montreal they had them or not. I feel like they did.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
But I think Europe, they don't use them.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know a secret beauty hack that I have? From me to you out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People. If you go to Sephora, they will sell you like what looks like a pack of rolling paper, I guess, like to blot.
Oh, yeah, your oil blot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, here's
a pack of rolling paper?
Well, it's like those little sheets.
It does kind of look like those sheets.
Sorry for my reference for all you squares out there.
I'm not a square. It's just so funny. I was like, I guess it does kind of look like that.
This mustache is awesome.
Can we go get you the glue?
So the beauty hack is you can take those ass gaskets and you can...
You can blot with them.
Yeah, they're amazing. I learned that one time reading Cosmopolitan in the doctor's office and I was like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a beauty hack from like the 90s. I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know how important it would be until I was older and bald. Like, so sometimes, you know, if you catch me on a really embarrassing night, I'll have a piece stuck to my head.
No.
Instead of toilet paper for my shoe, I've got an ass gasket on the top of my head.
Ass gasket.
Just a little piece, though, because I don't use a whole piece. You know, I'm sensible. I'll use just like a hand piece.
Just like the circle from the middle, so you're not wasting it.
But they're really good. They're super absorbent.
Mm-hmm. That's their job.
Well, do people have oily asses?
No, but if there's any pee or anything.
Oh, yeah. But that's not what it's there for. It's just to give you a sense of security.
It's to protect.
It's like getting jumping out of a plane with a paper
parachute,
you know?
No.
Because what is it really protecting you from on the toilet seat?
A lot of them are like coated on one side, so it protects you from sitting in someone else's pee, touching your bum to the same thing their bum touched.
You know, in the bum touching. when you're skiing or snowboarding, they used to have goggles with like rip-away, or no, motocross riding. So when you have mud on you just rip away from your goggles and like it's a layer of film. You pull it off and then you can see.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Never heard of this.
Oh, it's awesome. And I think they should have that for toilet seats. Like they just load up a bunch of
plastic. Some of them have this
plastic
mechanism. Has anybody else seen this? Where when you get up, it automatically goes and it puts a new sheet over the toilet seat.
So someone already has my invention?
I think so.
We're suing.
I forget what. So it's already been around. You just now said that. So I'm sorry.
Oh.
But yeah, so there is an invention like that. Not exactly like what you're talking about, but it's got a dispenser, I'd assume, in the back because it's this contraption where the new thing spools out.
I think Oakley makes them. Not the butt gasket, but the eyeglass.
The rip-off?
Thing. Yeah.
Never heard of that. It's interesting.
Yeah. We'll make one, but we'll call it the rip-off.
Mm. One of my favorites is the toilet seat... like the little cubicles or whatever you'd call them, the doors and the fake little walls. The one brand I see a lot around here is called Heine Hiders.
Heine Hiders. I like that.
And I like it too. I think it's very fun. Okay. We ready for Laura's letter?
Laura.
Or Tinkerbite. I apologize. Oh. I just always see the name and I'm sorry, Laura. Or Tinkerbite. Okay. I think this is very apropos. It's called, or it's entitled Halloween Stories. We're ready.
Perfect.
We're ready. Spooky stories. Just so you know, I am very open-minded, but logical and skeptical. So whenever weird things happen to me, I try to find a logical explanation first. Me as well.
Not me. I jump to conclusions right away. I'm like, clearly it's a ghost.
Clearly it was aliens. Also, these stories are 100% true from my experience, but only remain spooky to me because I cannot fully explain them. The first story is from when I was about 10 years old. I was alone in my bedroom one evening before bed, reading with my light on, and I heard rustling on the floor beside my bed. which really freaked me out. But then this huge spider crawled out of a pile of papers and on the floor. And I was like, phew, it's just a spider. Dad. And then it's just screaming, Dad, there's a spider in my room. Me too. That's what I would do. So when I woke up early one morning, not long after this, I heard a similar rustling noise near my bedroom door. And I assumed there was another spider in my room. And I looked over towards the sound. But then the sound stopped as soon as I looked at it. And suddenly, the rustling sound rushed towards me. I couldn't see anything. I could just hear this angry rustling coming toward me. I hid my head under the duvet. But the rustling sound carried on getting closer and closer till it was right in my face, rustling in my ears. And I literally felt like someone was trying to suffocate me with a plastic bag.
What?
It stopped really suddenly and I ran downstairs. Terrifying. Terrifying.
What was it?
We don't know. Remember, she can't explain it. They're scary and they're from her perspective, her experience, and she cannot explain it.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
Horrible. No other scary things ever happened to me in that house, but my older sister had played a Ouija board in her room next to mine, and my cousin had told me that a little girl called Naomi had died in my bedroom.
And Naomi was fond of plastic bags.
I thought he was just trying to scare me, though, so I never actually looked into whether or not there was any truth to it. I wouldn't have either. I would have thought they're just trying to be jerks. Because, you know, they're older.
First of all, don't ever play the Ouija, okay?
Oh, sorry. I probably pronounced it wrong.
No, Ouija. You got it right.
I said Ouija.
Oh, Ouija board.
Like Luigi.
The Luigi board.
I'm a
board.
Luigi.
I'm going to win.
Don't play that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I
don't want to summon any
before.
Weird
like,
spirits.
First of all, kids of the 60s and 70s were much tougher than they are now. And I was on the tail end of that. I was a kid mm-hmm. in the early 80s. But mm-hmm. you'd always find like a dusty Ouija board in someone's closet and you'd take it out. What's this old game? Mm-hmm. And you all sit around and there'd be like creepy music.
Someone's always pushing it. I don't think I ever played it, but one of my friends had it.
Yeah. It's scary. It's little felt things and like, you know, but then all you're doing is opening a portal to some other dimension.
To the other dimension.
You know, and maybe sometimes a goofy spirit pops out. But other times, you know, it could be Malfador, you know,
you
with an axe or something.
You just don't know. It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth opening that portal.
No.
And that's why if I am ever elected president.
Is this the stance you're going to take?
Milton Bradley.
No Ouija boards.
We're putting them out of business. This is.
No, they make a lot of other things, Sean. We just don't want the Ouija board.
Milton Bradley will no longer be able to. You have to pander to the audience. You know, what does the audience want? Get rid of all the pagan games.
No, who wants that?
Texans, mainly.
I don't think it's Texans. It's that one lady who said that the Hocus Pocus 2 is going to send your children to hell. I'm going to move on. Okay. That's okay. The second story is after we moved into a big house in a little village. Pictures are attached. I'll show you them too. So, ooh. Couldn't find photos of the long hallway, but this is how long the house was to help you imagine.
Okay.
We're prepared. Okay, this is more descriptive. I'm going to get into it later because we won't understand until we read the story. Mm-hmm. Got it? Mm-hmm. Okay. There were four bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs, and they were all along one straight hallway with no windows. Just a couple of dirty skylights, so quite dark. My room was closest to the stairs. My parents was the far end, and my brother and sisters, twins, was next to theirs. Oh, gotcha. Okay. It was daytime, so light-ish, and I walked out of my room to go downstairs, and I saw someone tall walk from my parents' room into the twins' room. I assumed it was my dad or stepmom tidying or something, and I carried on walking downstairs. But when I got into the living room, everyone, as in everyone who lived in the house, was in there. So I asked, who's upstairs? And my stepmom was like, no one. And it was totally freaked out. But I couldn't say anything right then because I didn't want to frighten my little brother and sister. So, okay, and then hold on.
How old is this house? That's my first question.
We have a question for you, Tinkerbite. How old is it? How much could have happened in this home? It says there were lots of other random things that happened in that house. Just like things going missing and then turning up in odd places. Oh. One of the strangest being my sister coming into the kitchen and asking me for a pen. And one literally fell out of the underside of the staircase. It was during some renovations, so the wood on the underside of the stairs was uncovered. And there were little ledges where someone could put stuff. Say, if they wanted to hide something. but it was the fact that it dropped right as she asked for a pin, and there was no one in that part of the room. Weird, oh, right?
A friendly ghost, a helpful ghost, you might say.
Right?
Casper, the helpful ghost.
See, so the pencil fell. Oh, because it's like the staircase is running. So it like fell.
Like I can't do that.
The table, onto the table that used to be there. Gotcha. That is crazy.
But helpful.
So I hope you appreciate my spooky stories more than some other podcasts. Copyright 2020. Right. My word is bomb.
Oh, okay.
Tinkerbite.
Fair enough.
I appreciate it.
I ain't bullshitting, man.
Right? Crazy. And that is kooky and spooky. Kooky and spooky.
Kooky and spooky.
That's what we call this podcast. Kooky and spooky.
That'll be our names.
Which one do you want to be?
I don't care. I'll be kooky.
I'll be spooky.
All right. Yeah.
I'll let the hair fall into my face.
I dig that, baby.
I
dig that.
Okay.
Welcome to the kooky and spooky hour, baby.
We have a letter from Mimi.
Mimi!
Welcome to our kooky spooky hour. This is entitled Falling Out of Bed. Hello again. I just heard you read my email on the podcast and it was so cool. Thank you. Thank you for writing in. Then there was a story about falling out of bed. So it reminded me of a story from a while ago. When I was little, my family went to the mountains in the summer and I was put on the top bunk bed. I believe there was no rail. This sounds dangerous to me, but for some odd reason, my parents weren't afraid. I think back in the day, we didn't really worry about such things all the time.
I didn't have a rail on my bunk bed.
I don't think Nichols did either. Yeah. I feel like it didn't at all.
Yeah.
Because I would jump down from it.
Teaches you boundaries, you know?
Yeah, I would jump down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we had a rail either. I'll have to ask my mom. She's hiding out in the bedroom while we record. So
you know what, though? I do believe, now that I think about it, it's been a long time since I thought about that bunk bed system, which I love, by the way. Bunk beds, every kid's got to have a bunk bed at one point.
I love bunk beds.
Because you can turn the lower part into a fort or a desk or a space shuttle. You know, the list goes on.
It's on and on. We had bunk beds in college and they didn't have rails. Well, we could bunk our beds or you didn't have to. We didn't, but you could.
Mine had little pockets for posts to go in. Yep. So maybe there was a rail system. I just didn't need it, I guess. Yeah. They trusted me not to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was no rail. Anyway, my older brother slept under me and he had a cup of water next to his bed. One night, I fall out of bed and tumble down the 4 or 5 feet from my bed right onto the water and I get all wet. I start crying and I run to my mom's room telling her I'm all wet. I distinctively remember being upset about the wetness, not about the falling down. You were young. You were resilient.
Right.
You're just like,
you bounce when you're young.
Gosh darn it. Now my pajamas are wet.
Yeah.
And if you stepped in it with your sock, nothing is worse than a wet sock.
Soakers are the worst experience in the world.
If you live in a wet climate, you know what we're talking about. When you don't know there's a puddle and you step and it goes up and in over your shoes into your sock and your foot. All day you'll be.
Oh, yeah. That's how your feet start to smell. You know, you get wet feet.
Yeah, it's the worst. And your shoe stinks. You got to put it. That's why we had growing up, and my mom, I'm sure, still has it, is a shoe dryer. It pumps. You put your shoes on it. It's like two hot air tubes with like the little metal or not metal, like plastic things that you slip your shoes on.
That's nice.
Shoe dryers are the bomb.com. I'm going to bring that back. Bomb.com. Okay. So all mad about being wet, but not focusing on the falling down. The next day we spoke about it and we all laughed at me that I ignored the scary part and just focused on the wet. Anyways, just a small tale from my childhood. Have an awesome day. Love, Mimi. Thank you, Mimi. That is hilarious and I love it very much.
I'm glad you weren't injured.
Right? Thank goodness. Are we ready to move on for another letter?
Let it rip.
This is from our Minister of Rock and Roll and History, right?
Ah, yes.
Christoph, and it's entitled Dogs.
Dogs. Does your dog bite?
I do not have a dog. Oh, no. It says, does your dog bite? And he says, no. And then his dog bites him. And he's like, I thought you said your dog didn't bite. And he says, I do not have a dog.
No, that's not my dog.
That's not my dog. Okay. Christoph says, hey, Katie, Sean, Roxy, and the whole OTDM community. Christoph here, OTDM ambassador to Austria and to rock and roll and master of multiple dogs. Or are the dogs masters of me?
Who picks up the poop, I say?
Right, I think.
If I had a master, he'd probably make me pick up the poop. So
possible.
I think the dog's in charge.
I think
maybe. That's what I, you know, those moments when you're walking the dog early in the morning or late at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the conclusions I've had with Roxy. I'm like, well, clearly she's in charge because she is leading me on the leash, which she's not supposed to. She's supposed to walk by my side.
And she does when we want her to, but when we're being lazy and tired.
Yeah.
And she pulls me along where she wants to go. And I also have to pick up her poop.
Yep.
And if I don't pick it up, she barks at me.
No, she doesn't. She's like, on to the next thing to sniff. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't written in a while, but my mood has been on a roller coaster in the recent months. As I told Katie on a Patreon hangout. Yeah. I hope you're feeling better. And I had the feeling that there's not much going on in my life currently anyways. My mood is still rather stale, but so what? It'll get better. I agree, Christoph. And actually, life offers new things all the time. But Katie, in episode 129, you asked how to prevent dogs getting out of their collars.
Yeah.
You can't.
Oh.
As you don't want to put the collar on too tight. You should always be able to fit at least two fingers in. Yeah, that's how ours is. Our dogs wear a harness when we go for a walk with them. They could still get out, but it's more complicated for them. Her too, she has to drop her two front like legs and then like pull herself out.
Yeah, she did that a couple of times. She was the Harry Houdini for a bit, but then she has stopped. So
yeah, she stopped doing that. I don't really know why, but I'll take it. Okay. Wear a harness. Here it is important that it is tight enough around the chest so they can't struggle their way out. So ours is, I guess it's tight enough.
She's got a weird shape.
She is a little
rotund. Like muscular in the chest, neck, back area. Mm-hmm. And then very small in the waist.
Yep. I think most dogs kind of have that head. Scoop.
Yeah. She definitely
has got the scoop, like the greyhound scoop kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where am I at? They could still get out. Okay, gotcha. And to get a bit more control, it can help to put the leash in the on the harness and on the collar.
I like that idea.
I hope this explains it well enough. I will check if I have some photos that I can show to demonstrate. But whatever method you use, none are foolproof. Especially a young and very vital dog like Roxy can almost always find a way. That makes me feel good. Thank you, Christoph. Because we're trying our best, but we don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But that reminds me of our old pack many, many moons ago who were always on the collar. One of them was Raven, a German shepherd, beautiful dog. But throughout his life, he could not stand other dogs. He would bark at them and try to charge at them. So once we were visiting my sister in Switzerland, she was living on the second floor and we put the dogs on the balcony. Leashes attached to the railing. We were sitting in the kitchen and heard the dogs bark at people walking by. Nothing unusual, but then there was a moment we knew something went wrong. And instinctively, we didn't see it from the kitchen. We knew that Raven had jumped across the railing. My girlfriend grabbed a kitchen knife to cut the leash as I was dashing to the front door to collect the dog from the pavement below. But when I reached the door, he was already standing there. A bit confused, but well alive. That's terrifying. Oh my God. We figured he'd seen another dog and in his excitement jumped over the railing. And instead of strangling himself to death, he managed to get out of his collar and get down in one piece. Jesus criminy. Since then, we've never left them alone in a situation like that again. That's it for the moment. I'm sure more stories will follow, especially as band rehearsals started again in full strength and the next gig is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Whoop, whoop. Greetings from Austria, Christoph. Thanks, Christoph. And that is, you know, that's scary. That's some scary shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, you know, you get attached to your dog.
Yeah, you
and
do.
You don't want anything bad happening. Like right now, I'm afraid that Roxy's going to get out and run into the street. That's my main worry. But
I know
she hasn't. Once she did, but she ran straight across the street instead of into the busy street. She ran to like the smaller street.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, but it gave me the heebie-jeebies. And she realized that she did something bad.
Yeah.
And she turned around. And she was like, I'm sorry. I saw a squirrel. You know, that's exactly her words. By the way, I'm sorry.
She said it. Her words, not yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And. I was like, you know, okay.
That's fair.
Fair enough. I said, come here. And she came back. So.
Yeah. I worry about her all the time. I worry about that. I also worry, like the other night, she must have gotten into something because she didn't eat dinner. And she was just like sleeping. And I was like, oh no. Is she okay? Like, she just don't know. And I'm like, nothing would be more traumatizing or upsetting to me than to wake up to her not be like her being dead or being super sick or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. But she's fine. She's totally fine. It's just like mom, dog, like dog mom worries, you know? So, but she's happy as a clam.
Doggone worries.
Those doggone worries. Okay, time for one more letter.
Let's do one more letter.
We have a letter from Lydia.
Hello, Lydia.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's entitled Weeds. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm excited already. because my mom and I
I'm on the fence about this. I'm not sure. Like
my mom and I got into the front. Remember I told you guys I had that invasive weed situation and I tried to eradicate it. Well, my mom went out with me again because I didn't eradicate it and it came back, that son of a bitch. And we dug and those roots ran deep and we were like, it was exhausting. I gave myself heat rash. I worked so hard. I cut those tree limbs. I did all sorts. Mom and I were very active. And I know it's going to come back, so we're going to have to try to do something better to, like, kill it at the root.
I'm so scared of Monsanto Roundup Bear or whatever it's called.
I know. But there's got to be something we can put in there that will kill it.
Yeah.
Because its roots are everywhere. Like, if I should have shown you the holes in the root systems, and we had to try to rip everything out. But then you want to make sure they all look, the roots all look the same before you pull, because you don't want to rip it from your other plants.
Right, right.
So it was quite the thing. Okay.
You got to look for the radical roots and pull them.
Eradicate it. Okay. And we assume this was, my mom figured this out. Sorry. My mom, I talk with my hands. My mom, because we were like, where did that plant come from? So clammy. But she mentioned something we didn't realize, that we got new mulch put in to help our plants. And it probably came in with that.
It's a, an interloper of the mulch.
Yeah. It was.
It's a song I could write.
It came in. Was like the Mayflower.
Right.
It came in.
It blew in on the wind.
It blew in.
And then it ruined the garden. Like the Mayflower.
Well, it only choked out one of our little bushes.
Unlike the Mayflower that choked out a whole continent.
A whole continent full of people. Okay. Entitled Weeds from Lydia. Says, hi, Katie and Sean. Hi, Lydia. I'm Lydia. I'm a long-time listener, first-time writer-inner. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. A little bit about me. I'm currently the manager of a CrossFit gym.
Oh.
Wow. I've spent 15 years working in the fitness space in some form or another. I was a gymnastic coach, a dance teacher, a diving coach, and now a CrossFit coach.
Very cool.
Wow.
I'm always envious when
she's
I see
super talented.
Remember there was the one in Santa Monica we'd drive by on, was it Wilshire or no? It was Santa Monica Boulevard. There was one. And I'd drive by and you would start to see people running down the boulevard. Because
they had them doing sprints and stuff.
Yeah. And I didn't know what CrossFit was.
Yeah.
And one day I looked in the window and I felt so inferior because there was a girl, not to say that girls can't do these things, but doing these feats of strength.
She's a CrossFitter.
Well, she was doing these pull-ups.
Maybe it was Lydia.
She would like pull up on the bar. The bar was very high in the air. And then at the top, she would pop up.
Yeah, that's part of their thing.
And then she'd drop
then
down.
Then they go back down and then do it again.
And I was just like, you know, if I did one of those, I'd crap myself.
Well, I can't even do a pull-up.
Oh, you certainly can.
You always have such faith in me. When we were watching The Office and Michael's doing 25 push-ups, I was like, I don't think I could do that. And Sean's like, you definitely could. You do yoga and chaturangas. I don't do push-ups.
Yeah. What's the one where you just lie down?
Corpse pose?
Yeah.
Shavasana?
Shavasana. I can shavasana with the best of us.
Of the asanas? Okay. Sorry, Lydia. Back to her. Okay. I'm a fellow Austinite. Howdy do. Originally from upstate New York area, I moved in January 2021.
Hey.
And I listen to the podcast on my way to work every day. It's a 40 to 70 minute commute, depending on the day or time. And I've loved both AKA and OTDM since the beginning. Aw, yay. You talked about that weed that grows roots and winds and intertwines with the grass. Let me tell you, that weed has been the bane of my existence recently. I have to weed weekly. And if I don't, it takes over. It's the worst. As you were talking about, I was ranting to my wife about how that exact weed is impossible to eliminate at this point.
What is it?
If you have any luck getting rid of it, let me know. Maybe I'll start writing in more. I always have so many thoughts as I listen. Please do.
Yep.
Thanks for entertaining me on my commute, Lydia. Awesome.
Well, Lydia, we're in this fight together.
Yes, we are. And I will. So far, we'll see how well this works. This weekend, we dug them up. So it'll be a week from when you hear this, the week prior, my mom and I dug into the dirt and we're like as gentle as you can with the roots. So you could get out as much. And sometimes we'd be excited, be like, Mom, look. And it'd come out and it'd be like 2 feet long. We'd be like, score. Or it'd be like attached to, I'd pull out like four plants at once. We'd be like, yeah. And then you throw it in the bucket and then you stomp on it because you're like, you son of a bitch, ruining my garden.
Yeah.
So if I can figure out what those are and how to eradicate them, I'll let you know.
Back to CrossFit for a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it seemed to be like it really took off and became super popular.
Yes.
And I know that there's a place north of here and they have like a CrossFit tournament that shows up in town.
It's at like a ballpark or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's like north of us. I think it's like up in Cedar Park or something.
Okay. And it just seems like that's, I mean, it's pretty hardcore. I don't know anything about it. I just know they're feats of strength and people always look like they're, you know, really getting the most out of it. Like it's a better workout than my Fred Flintstone old school workout, you know?
Do you do calisthenics?
Yeah, I touch my toes. I lift my hands up. Whew. I lift the boulder and I put the boulder. But, you know, like I think fitness routines have evolved since I.
Oh, 100%.
You know, since I was in my prime, it was black and white television back then. Me That's and ja- Jack true. LaLanne.
You You've know? Only taken a break for, well, I mean, about 10 years.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But you have your
pitter-patter, let's get at her, you know.
Your dad got you the kettlebell and you've been using that.
Until I blew up my belly button.
Yeah, now he has the hernias.
Well, I call it an Audi.
I have a middle of the line belly button. It's not really in or out.
Oh, really?
Just hanging out.
Yeah, okay.
Well. We've started with Tom. We're going to end with Tom.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
It's called Random Thoughts and a Funny Story.
All right.
Hope this goes through. Oh, no, it did not. Tom.
Well, we can keep talking about CrossFit.
Oh, this one might have. Oh, no. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Tom. The email that you sent entitled Random Thoughts and a Funny Story did not come through.
Oh, bummer.
And I apologize.
So it sounds like there's a new thing that people are doing, like a new workout religion sort of deal. And for a while, it was like Barry's Boot Camp.
Pause one more second. Tom, that one didn't go through. And I also cannot open Rock Salt and Bacon Man.
Bacon Man?
Maybe try doing it through our speak pipe.
Ah, speak
that
pipe.
That is foolproof.
All right.
Foolproof. So I'm sorry. Those are two that were sent. And we want to hear your giggle and your dog tippy tap. Tippity tippity tap. Okay. Continue, though. I apologize.
Oh, well, yeah, for a little while there was Barry's Boot Camp I kept hearing about. And I was like, maybe I'll join that one.
Remember, I tried it when we were in San Francisco.
I know. It was too early for me. I mean, too early in the decade of me taking a decade off from working out. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah. But it was also too early in the morning. You were like, I'm going to get this. I was like, you get it.
We were out in the marina, Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah, I actually really enjoyed Barry's Boot Camp. It's just so expensive.
Is it really?
When we were in Santa Monica, yeah, it's pretty expensive. And when we were in Santa Monica, we were in San Francisco for just a week. And we were in this area that had all these different places to go to, essentially for food, for exercise, for shopping, all sorts of stuff. And so I went to Core Power Yoga and it was okay. And I went to Barry's Boot Camp. I think that's all I did was just the two. But anyways, the long story short, when I got back to Santa Monica, I was like, oh, where is Barry's? Maybe I'll try it every so often. I really liked it. And it was in Venice. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to go all the way to Venice in traffic. It's, you know, because when you go to workouts, like the end of the day or anyway, it wasn't going to work. And it was already like expensive. So I was like, it's not meant to be. Yeah, but maybe there's one here. Maybe I'll try it.
Barry was on Kramer.
Oh, really? The guy, Barry himself?
Yeah, the money guy, Kramer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, where he's like MSNBC? Bull or bear or what does he say?
He's pressing buttons. He's shouting, the stock market's going crazy and you got to invest in this. Yeah, he was on Kramer once and Barry was like, because he was talking about the stock was rising. He's mad loot
and they were building more
making
places.
Mad loot. And he was like, well, how much does it cost? He's like, it's not the cheapest experience, but it's the best experience. And he said, you know what, Kramer, a Ferrari's not going to buy itself. So, you know.
Oh, really?
No, he didn't say that.
No.
But yeah, I heard it's expensive.
But it is the best experience and he is right. And here's why. It's very organized and clean and incredibly structured. So the way, and I know organized and structured, like what's the difference? Let me tell you the difference. So the structure is that when you come in, they're right there to like take your money. Easy peasy. Do you want to have a protein shake ready for you when you're...
The first rule of business is take their money.
Well, it's easy. There's no waiting. There's a bunch of cashiers. It's boom, boom, boom. Do you want a smoothie for when you're out so you don't have to get breakfast? And you place your order, you pay for it all at the same time. Then they're like, you can sit down there. You're going to need this, this, and this for the class.
When is the smoke break?
When they know that you're... Never. After you're done. When they know that you're new, they walk you in on your own. Somebody comes and says, Katie, welcome to Barry's. I'm going to show you where your stuff is and get you settled.
I like that.
And then they put you by someone who's a long time person. They're like, this person's been coming for years. Follow them if you get lost. And you're like, magic. And so there's that. And that's the structure of it.
That's really smart, though. Those are common, you know, all joking aside, I was just making...
There's just common things that you, as a person who didn't know what the hell was going to happen, was like, okay, I think I can do this. And then it's organized. So if I wanted to go in to take a shower, I had to let them know, and then they'd have it ready for me. So I'd grab my towel and they would show me a locker. And they're like, in the locker, you'll have a towel, blah, blah. But I didn't do that because I was just coming back to shower at our place because we were really close. But... So there's that. And then the smoothies was ready after when I got out. I had like some banana, some protein smoothie. Obviously, I still had to have eggs because it wasn't enough. But that was really great. And then the cleanliness factor. Everything was super clean and organized and just looked pristine. Like no one had just sweated in there, even though you saw the people come out. So you knew they just, and it didn't feel humid or gross or, you know, it was amazing. I love Barry's Boot Camp. 10 out of 10. Although it was hard, like... There were times when I would walk and you're supposed to run and stuff. I was like, I can't do this.
Well, you got to learn to crawl before you can run.
Well, you just have to take care of your body just because they tell me to do something. I'm a yoga person. So like, just because you tell me, I'm not going to do it. Like Brian Kess says, it's a buffet. Take what you want, leave the rest. Nobody eats it all. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. I like it. I subscribe.
And then the latest one that I see everyone on Instagram doing, F45.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's like a new... You know, it's like CrossFit meets Barry's Boot Camp meets like a franchise 45, Freedom 45. I don't know. It's like, it's got it all. And people are doing class workouts. Looks good.
I don't know what it is. Do you guys know what it is?
Unfortunately, I can't get fit by looking at Instagram.
I don't get fit by watching people work out. I actually have to do it.
But I get a little motivated.
Yeah.
You know, more and more every day.
Finding something that you like, just moving your body is where it's at.
When our backyard is... Once the Death Star is completed, that's what we're then calling we the launch. Studio now, the Death Star. I'm going to be like...
Hopefully for either Christmas or New Year's, we'll be able to do our episode there.
Oh, God, that would be amazing. But I'm going to have pull-up bars outside and I'm going to get TRX.
Okay, cool. You heard it here first, folks.
But I had to put the moving the kettlebell on hold for a couple of months because of the belly button. I wanted to see if it would heal on, which... The doctor told me it wouldn't.
I know.
But, you know, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't blowing out
a hernia. Safety first.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for you, Katie.
Da-na-na-na. 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 Da-na-na-na.
Got no rhythm.
Happy Halloween. Be safe out there. Always have a person with you. Oh, Sean.
You have
it's part of it. Suck. You didn't know, but it's not Gomez, it's Sean. Yeah. Unibro. But be careful. Always have a safety partner on Halloween. Don't go walking down dark alleys.
Oh,
be careful out there.
Good advice.
Yeah, have a buddy with you.
Also, don't eat the fentanyl Smarties or whatever that's going around. Not Smarties, what do they call them in the States? Skittles. Don't eat the Skittles that are... Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's apparently...
Maybe just buy your own candy. We're all adults here.
Yeah.
Be careful. I know a lot of police stations in the States allow you to bring the candy in and they'll x-ray it and look at it and make sure it's okay.
Jeez, what world do we live in?
I know.
But you know what? Be someone's buddy. Make sure everyone else is safe.
Well, and stop by houses of people you know.
If you're going out to the bars to,
you take a Lyft or Uber.
Yeah, and make sure your friends get home safe, you know?
Be careful out there, people.
Buddy system.
We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and happy Halloween. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.